Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, by the time, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Chav Gimel, and tonight we are finishing Se'if Dalet and beginning and learning as well Se'ifim Hey and Vav in Siman Shin Chav Gimel. So we are up to the Rama on the top of page Kuf Nun Dalet. So we had just learned yesterday or last time about how it's Aser to mention dollar amounts when you're buying things on Shabbos, when you're taking things on Shabbos, and we discussed the laws of mentioning measurements and how and quantities of items. So now the Rama has a big kula. The Avogav Da Asula Haskir Damim Klal, even though you're not allowed to mention monetary amounts, Hainu B'davar Shemecha Yodua, that's if it doesn't have a very well-known set price. Avogav B'davar Shemecha, but if everybody knows exactly what the price is, and it's not a negotiable kind of thing, Rak Sha'omelo Kamet Sarich, and you just say, I need $10 worth of this stuff. So Shari, then you're allowed to mention it. Imlo Shemaskir Lo Schum, as long as you don't mention, plus I owe you $10 from last time, and therefore it's $20. As long as you keep it to the price of what you're paying for what you're getting that day. Even though there are people that are machmir about this, not to mention money at all, the minhag among Ashkenazim is to be mekil like the svara that we mentioned. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Yates, this goes back to the beginning of the Ramah, that which we said earlier, that you're never allowed to mention dollar amounts, that's if it doesn't have a known price. That it's not a set thing, and a very well-defined price. Because if it didn't have a set price, then it sounds like you're negotiating a price. But when it has a very clear set price, and everyone knows it costs $1 a unit, and you're asking for $10 worth, is just an easier way of saying that you want 10 units. If it has a Yadua Mecho, we know what it is. It's just a way of saying the quantity that you want. And you're allowed to say the quantity. And therefore, he's not really negotiating a price or talking about how much he's going to have. He's just talking about how many of the item that he needs. Kvar Pashat. So he says that the minhag among Ashkenazim is to be Mekil. Vine. Says the Mishbura, not all Ashkenazim. Yesh kama achorim shesovim sheyesh li zar medina. Shalola has your shame damim, that there are many achronim that hold that we should be careful not to mention the shame damim, not to mention any amount of money at all. V'kol shkein shame mida, nor to mention a measurement. B'chol gavna, in any circumstance. U'kitas ha-mechaber, like the mechaber holds. U'mikom lakom ein limchos biyada noeg lahakel di yeshla al-mi lismach. But we can't criticize those who are mekel like the Ramah, because they have what to be samechan. Aval ro'i v'nachon ma'od lahachmir b'davar shlo lasker shame mida. However, it is most appropriate to be machmir like the sheet of the mechaber, not to mention a dollar amount or a measurement at all. Ubeprat sheyochel lasos better, especially if there's an easy way to do it. Sheyochel amru malei klizel machr nimdo doso. Like we said last time, that you could just say, here, take this kli, fill it up. Tomorrow we'll measure it and we'll figure out what it is. Ubedavr sheshayich bo minyan, and if it's not about a quantity of volume, it's about a quantity of a number of things. So yuchel amar derech minyan. So say, I need 10 of these things. I need 10 rugalach or something like that. V'lo yaskir shem damim klal. You don't have to say $10 worth. V'lo yavol l'cheshbon ad l'macher. And then the next day, you can go and do the cheshbon. Masha nogin. Then he says, you know, there are those that have this minhag, and this is the kind of thing when you have like restaurants that are open on Shabbos, and you have or hotels where you pay for a meal beforehand, and they have to keep track of who's coming and going and who's previously paid and who hasn't. So he said that which people have a minhag, that they write down on Erev Shabbos that this guy paid X amount of money, and this guy paid X amount of money. This one ordered the meat, you know, paid for the meal that comes with the drinks. This one paid for the meal, doesn't come with the drinks, whatever the amount of money is. And the next day, when the guy comes to pick up the wine on Shabbos, the mocher takes a needle and he puts a hole in the paper, marking off how much wine the guy took. So asalasas came, you can't do that. Why? You're not allowed to look at a shtar that says how much money was paid. So if you're looking at a piece of paper that says this guy paid $200, so you're not allowed to read that on Shabbos. And it's also not right to poke holes in the paper, probably because of that it's a reshima. It's like some form of kosher. posev midrabanan. What din dasu lichtov bepitkos mer of Shabbos chumba osu lemacher b'Shabbos kushalokei chayayin maniach hamocher as hapitka b'makom sheshema ish kosevetz lo mikvar. That and similarly, you're not allowed to write on erev Shabbos on little tiny pieces of paper different dollar amounts, and then the next day when the guy comes to pick up his wine, you take the appropriate dollar amount of how much wine he took and you put that over his name. Because there are dollar amounts on those little pieces of paper, so you're not allowed to read things that have dollar amounts on it. And therefore, what do we do? The minhag is that we put a little seed or a little something, a little bean or a paper clip over the name of the person as a simin. And that way, you don't have to read anything that has dollar amounts on it, so it's not shtari adyotos. You're not making any mark in the paper. You're not making any holes in the paper, and that's the best way to do it. But says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'gabay tzedaka efshar demutarin bepitkos liten al shema ish lizikaron rishum da v'chevtz shemayim." If it's about a tzedaka issue, it's an appeal in shul, so it could be that you're allowed to mark off the dollar amount. So they used to have those cards at appeals in shuls that have different dollar amounts, and you put the paper clip over that. So that you're allowed to do. K'mosh kazem b'simshin zayin, because that's chevtz shemayim. U'mikol makom tov lahach mirhecha de efshar begarin. But if you could do it with a garin, with a seed or something, that's better. U'chayotzi b'zev cheinagu akadmonim, and that's how the Kadmonim were Nohek. So that is Sif Dalet. Moving on to Sif Hey. Hamevi Kadayayin Mimakom Lemakom. If a person is bringing jugs of wine from one place to another on Shabbos, Lo Yevim Besala Bekupa, don't pile up a bunch of jugs of wine in one big box, Kedarech Chol, the way you would transport things during the week. Lo Yevim Lefanav, you should just carry them in front of you, O Al Ksefo, or on your shoulder, Chayotzi Bezeh, Sheishana Midarech Chol, to do it in a slightly different way than you would do it during the week. Afilu Ein Bishinoi Kalus Bemasa, even if by doing that shinoi, it doesn't make it any lighter. But if you're not able to be mishana, because your house is full of guests and they need the wine and it's everyone's waiting for you, so you're going to do it the slower way by bringing one bottle at a time instead of putting it all in the box and bringing it. So then mutter, then you're allowed to do it even in the way you would do it during the week. Then there's a second opinion that says, even if there aren't guests waiting, it's better to do it in a way where you take as few trips as possible. Because being mema'it, bihiluch, is the better way of minimizing your tircha on Shabbos. Mishaburus of Katn Chaf Aleph, lo yeviyem, litain gimel vadalid kadim betoch kupa lisayim, mishum dinira kamaisa duchol, las es masa'os. That the first opinion says, don't pile a bunch of bottles in one box and carry it that way, because then it looks like what you would do on a weekday. Lefanov, so you carry it in front of your biyado in your hand. Oh, well, for on your shoulder, echad oshnayim, one or two bottles, demuchach to l'sarach Shabbosu, where it's clear that it's only for the sake of Shabbos. Uchiyotzu b'she yishana, and you should do some sort of shinoi from the way you do it during the week. B'tor simen tafkuf yud isa b'zeh lashon, v'chein kol chiyotzu b'yishana midarachal v'zeh lashon metukan yoser. And the lashon of the tour is that you're yishana midarachal, and that seems to be a better lashon that perhaps the mechaber should have used over here. V'yeshomrim delamait, however, there's a second opinion that we quoted in Shulchan Aruch that says that better to minimize the schlepping, minimize the walking back and forth. Ayin Simon Tavkuf Yod, if you look in Ilchus Yantiv, Siv Ches Ba'agah, De Pasaka Yesham Relu, the Ramah Paskins like this Yeshomim, like the second Deya, V'kol Zeb B'makom She'en Rowin, that's only if there's nobody that sees you, because it's not going to be a Zilz and Shabbos that people are watching you carrying things from one place to the other, and that way the lesser Zilz and Shabbos will be less Torah, is to just carry things in one shot. Avol k'shnosi yasom derech mavoy amur reves d'shchichim barabim va'av shemil satuva v'yomru d'lutzar cholum aviim l'kuli amul ma'it b'masa adiv. But if you're going to be walking in a public place and everyone's going to see you bringing a whole wagon and like you do during the week, then it's certainly better to just carry one or two bottles at a time. So the mishabur is like machria, right? There are two opinions. One opinion is better to just carry it all by hand, even if it's many more trips. The other opinion is no, minimize the number of trips. Mishnah Berurah says it depends. Is somebody looking or is nobody looking? And then finally, Siv Vav. Madichim Kelim L'tzarech Hayom. You're allowed to rinse your dishes, wash your dishes, if you need them on Shabbos. Kugon Shenishalah Adayin Su Delechol. If you have another meal to eat on Shabbos and you have enough dishes. Avalachar Su Deshlishis Ein Madichim. But after Shalosh Shudis, you should not be cleaning your dishes because there is no other Suda. Uklei Shtia Madichim Kalayom Shkalayom Roy L'Shtia. But when it comes to cups that you drink from, that you can rinse whenever because people are always in interested in taking another drink, so we never like put a bow on it and say, you're done with these kelim for Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Chavav, Medichim, Afilu Eser Kosos, even 10 cups, Vein Tzarech Halachas, you're eating alone, it's going to be one meal and that you have left to Shabbos. So you're allowed to rinse all 10 dishes. Rashi Ladiach Kulon, why? The whole Veroi Lo Kalech Rutu Kulon, Vuadin Shematzi Yud Yud Mitos, that because any one of them could be the one that you use, and since any one of them could be the one that you use, so you're allowed to rinse all of them. Litzorach Hayom, Hainu Afilu Bilel Shabbos, Mutal Ladiach Litzorach Machar, O Litzorach Sud Gimel. Meaning there's no din of Miyad over here. Litzorach Hayom doesn't mean that it has to be like for the next, you know, for in the next half hour or something like that. The din is that it has to be a Shabbos need. So if on Friday night you want to get your table set for Shabbos day, or at least have your dishes washed for Shabbos day, you're allowed to wash all the dishes on Friday night, even for Shalom Shudas, even way, way later, as long as it's still for Shabbos. Kigon Shenisher, Vim Yodesh Lo Yitzarich O the Elu HaKelim. But if you know that you're not going to need these Kelim at all, let's say you're eating out the next two meals of Shabbos, so on Friday night you just have dirty dishes that you know you're not going to need, Asu Ladichem Mishum Tarech, then you're not allowed to wash them. Ulehebichem Yodesh Yitzarich Len. And on the flip side also, even after Shalom Shudas, if you know that you will need these Kelim, Kigon Sherotz Alechel Od Pamachas, Avil Lachar Suda Gimel, whatever, you want to have a fourth Suda of Shabbos, you're on some sort of unique diet where you have to gain weight or something, so you eat a lot. So Gam Kein Mutar Rak Hacha Irinan Bistama. We're just talking about Minastam. Most people don't eat after Shalosh Shudas. Kol Hayom V'Imbaralo Shlo Yishta O Tshuvas L'Adiach HaKos. And we said when it comes to drinking glasses, you're always going to want to take another drink. But if you know for sure that you will not want to take another drink, so it's all about that. So then you will not be able to rinse it. So to review what we learned tonight, so first of all, we said that even though the Mechaber holds you're not allowed to mention any monetary amount whatsoever, the Ramah holds that if it has a Kavua Dika amount, so you're allowed to mention the money, because we assume that you really just mean to say the quantity of the item that you want. And the Mishnah Berurah says really we're better off being machmir for the mechaber on this issue. And then the Mishnah point two, we learned the Mishnah Berurah said if someone prepays for something before Shabbos, you don't want to read anything that has a dollar amount on it on Shabbos. That's shtari adiotos. Nor do you want to poke any holes in a piece of paper. That might be other issues. So the best thing to do is just to mark something off on the person's name without making a mark on the paper, with putting a bean on it or something like that. But for tzedakah purposes, you can even read the amounts. And then in Sif Hei, we said that there were two deos in Shulchan Aruch if you're schlepping wine from one place to the other. The first day is that bring one bottle at a time, and the second day is no, bring it all at once so you can minimize the hiluch. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we're machriya between them, that if other people are looking, then just one bottle at a time, because to schlep a whole thing, that looks like a zilzul Shabbos. But if nobody else is looking, then be memait the hiluch and bring it all at one time. And then in Sivav we said the basic rule that you're only allowed to rinse kelim that you might need that Shabbos, where any one of these kelim might be a kli that you're still going to need that Shabbos, but any kli that you know you're for sure not going to need that Shabbos, you're not allowed to rinse. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Shin Chav Gimel, Si'if Zayin. Thank you very much.